And episode 4 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast is brought to you by the case of water that I ordered on Amazon Prime Now and had delivered to my hotel room here in Las Vegas. I finished an entire case, 24 bottles, in 3 days. And yes, that's the reason why I'm in Vegas and I still have a voice.
Welcome to the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Here's radio host and lifelong Yankees fan, Ralphie Aversa.
But yes, welcome to episode 4 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. And yes, we are coming to you live, not from New York City, but from Sin City, Las Vegas. My full-time job took me out here to cover the 2018 Billboard Music Awards. If you follow me on any of my personal accounts, at Ralphie Aversa, then you've probably seen way too much about that. You're probably wondering, well, who's BTS? They're a Korean, they're a K-pop boy band. It's a long story. Anyways, you could go see. We're at Pinstripe Lanes on every social network, and that's important, especially this episode, because we want to start encouraging you to send in your questions that you might have about whether it's buying merchandise or visiting the stadium, checking out different things, eating at the stadium, so on and so forth. Obviously, a lot of that stuff is what this podcast is centered on. So if you'd like us to answer any specific questions that maybe we don't get to in the course of any of these podcasts, by all means, at Pinstripe Lanes, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, every single way is easy to get to us. We're monitoring them all pretty much all the time, except this weekend. This is the only weekend of the year where I am not constantly either listening to and or watching Yankees games because it's May and I'm tied up here covering the Billboard Music Awards. I cover like 3 award shows a year. I do the Grammys, February, not baseball season. American Music Awards, which typically are in November, late November, like the weekend before Thanksgiving, although that's changing this year. They're moving to a Tuesday in October, so hashtag stay tuned for that. And then, of course, the Billboard Music Awards. And I swear, every single time I am out here in Las Vegas, the weekend before Memorial Day weekend, and again, I'm not complaining. These are first world problems. But every time I'm here, it seems like the Yankees are in Kansas City. And that's a road trip I've been wanting to make for quite some time. You heard on the broadcast, I did catch a little bit of Friday's game. A lot of the players, including CeCe Sabathia, saying that Kansas City is one of their favorite cities to visit, parks to play in, Kauffman Stadium. I really wanted to go. I've never been to Kansas City. I've never been to the state of Missouri. I love doing trips like that. Whenever I can schedule, see the Yankees, check out a new ballpark, check out a new city, that's like win, win, win. Can I do it? Weekend before Memorial Day, past 6 years, not so much because I'm here. I almost bet on Friday's game, by the way. I'm glad I didn't because we lost. I don't even know what the lines are. Baseball's not a good game to bet anyways because I don't even know how it works with the books and like the runs you give, so on and so forth. But, you know, as John says, you can't predict baseball, Susan. So it's a little tough to bet on it for sure. Although, you know, I did think about making this podcast because I'm here in Vegas, kind of centered around this historic landmark ruling that just came down from the Supreme Court, like they've already done in Nevada, to decide their own fate when it comes to sports betting. New Jersey, it looks like, is going to be up and running now. By the NBA Finals, I guess they're going to be taking bets, and we'll see where the chips fall, no pun intended, in some other states like New York and Connecticut and so on and so forth. I think this is great, by the way, if you're wondering my opinion. I think it's hopefully, I mean, look, here's the thing. Will it bring in more revenue for the governments? Yes. And that's great if the revenue is used properly. If it isn't, then what does it matter anyways? But I'm excited about it. I think me and my boys will still come out here to Vegas in March. But because, you know, Vegas obviously can offer a lot of other things that, say, an Atlantic City cannot, or a Monmouth Park cannot, or a Connecticut cannot, although I love Mohegan Sun. And I'd rather just go to Mohegan Sun. But, you know, my friends in Buffalo, for them to get to Uncasville, it might be easier for them to just get on a plane and fly to Vegas. So anyways, sports betting, that's cool. By the way, speaking of that real quick, and speaking of Vegas and my boys, every year when we come here for March Madness, we go to Legacy Stadium. I'm going to be watching the game. I'm taping this Monday afternoon. Yankees wrapping up a great weekend in Kansas City and now heading to another house of horrors. We'll see if they conquer this one, the ballpark in Arlington, for a little matchup with the Rangers. I'm going to watch tonight's game at Legacy Stadium inside the Palazzo, my favorite sports book, my favorite place to catch a game here in Vegas. I'm going to watch some of that on Facebook Live as well. So again, reverting back to social media, basically you'll be able to watch the game with me because with my full-time job, I'm on weeknights, so I really can't do that. So it's kind of nice tonight, a rare off night, if you will, because I'm on the West Coast, and so we'll do that on Facebook Live. We're also going to answer one of a listener's question. My friend Whitney, who's from Buffalo, listened to the first podcast, and she had a question about bringing, I believe, her child to Yankee Stadium for the first time. We will get to that question coming up in a little bit. Coming up next, though, I gave you a little bit of a preview last weekend. I'm going to give you the full recap of my first and probably last experience sitting legends, sitting in the, going past the moat, sitting in the legend seats. It was quite the experience, both good and bad. We break it down for you next here on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. And yes, this is episode number 4 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. You can find us on social media at Pinstripe Lanes, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PinstripeLanesPodcast.com, and of course, all of your favorite podcasting sites like the Google and the iTunes. My name is Ralphie Aversa. So a couple weeks ago, Mother's Day weekend, my mom, my aunt, my sister, they all flew in from Niagara Falls. I mentioned it to you last week, how I was able to purchase Legends tickets for well below face value legally. If you missed that and the kind of tutorial that I gave on the StubHub ticket floors, the way season ticket pricing breaks down, we covered that in episode 3, so I'd ask you to go back and check that out. Regardless, ended up getting the Legend seats for $225 a pop, which again, I don't think I'll ever be able to buy them legally in public for that amount again. And so I figured it's Mother's Day weekend. My mom's a Yankees fan too. Let's just take the chance. Let's cross the moat. Let's go sit Legends. So obviously Legends has its own entrance within an entrance to the stadium. And what I mean by that is there's the suite entrance, but when you go through security at the suite entrance, which by the way also is equipped with clear if you travel and you have clear like I do, so that's cool because clear, you put down your fingerprints, it reads your retinas, then they give you the little wand, you don't have to walk through the metal detector, and then you go inside. So again, the suite entrance within the suite entrance, if you walk into the suite entrance and go all the way to your left, that is exclusively for Legends ticket holders only. You walk straight, you're able to get your parking validated, you're given a wristband. If there's a giveaway and you're eligible to receive it, they will give it to you. That instance was Didi Gregorius Bat Day. I am not under the age of 14, so I did not receive one. And then you walk into the Legends suites. Oh my goodness. It is overwhelming. Don't eat. I'm just gonna tell you right now. If you're going to a seven, I don't care if you're going to a 1 o'clock game or a 7 o'clock game. Don't eat until you get to the Legend Suite. It is, as I mentioned last week, everything you heard about. First of all, it's two levels, which again, as somebody who had never been in there before, I didn't realize because obviously when you're walking by the main level, you walk past that restaurant looking area and you look inside and it's all bougie and whatnot. And you're like, oh, I'll never sit in there. Okay, that's cool. I wonder which celebrities are at the game that aren't actually sitting in their amazing seats right now because they're too busy stuffing their face with, lobster tails or whatever the case may be. But then when you walk in from the other side, from the entrance, from the stadium, there's a lower level. So then you walk downstairs and it is triple the size of what you see when you're walking around the field level concourse at Yankee Stadium. So you walk down there, and right when you walk down, a hostess greets you, asks you if you want to sit down. And it's buffet style, but that, saying buffet style, please don't think old country buffet. The waitress handles your drinks, and obviously the only thing you're paying for, you paid for your ticket, the only thing you're paying for on top of that, besides tipping, is alcoholic beverages. And then you just go at it. Right in the middle is where most of the action is. On one side, there was just a raw bar. Crab tails, right? Or what were they called? Crab. They're already cracked too. Lobster tails, jumbo shrimp. Then on one side, you had a lobster roll station with beer battered onion rings. And then because it was a 1 o'clock Saturday game, they did a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich station with home fries. Then there was a whole salad bar. And then the other side, this is one big rectangle inside the lower level of the Legend Suite. The other side had a pasta station with Rao's sauce, and then a sushi station, which was incredible. Then offshoots from that, you had this other area in the back corner, two different carving stations. I believe they were doing like a ham and a prime rib. And then they had a full hot dog station. The bar is long, gorgeous. There's TVs everywhere. On your way out to your seats, there is a Poland Spring cooler and a Dunkin' Donuts coffee machine that makes everything from coffee to Americanos to lattes, the whole nine. That's on your right. On your left is a candy bar. Every type of candy you can imagine, including chips and Cracker Jacks. You grab whatever you want. You go to your seat. Right before, if you go out the main exit of the Legend Suite, right before you go out, there's a mini bar there. So if you want to grab one more little drink on your way out to your seat, you go ahead and do that. But the thing is with the Legend seats, and this is where it gets really interesting, they'll deliver drinks and food to your seat for free as well. It's a whole different menu, and most of what they offer in that in-seat menu is available in the Kettle One Lounge, which is behind the Champion Suite seats, which you also have access to with the Legend Suite. And the Champions, the Kettle One Lounge, that's more traditional ballpark fare. Hot dogs, hamburgers, sausage, taco cups. Shout out to our buddy Brad Holtzman, who of course was on our first episode of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. And of course, they'll deliver alcoholic beverages to your seat as well, but it's going to cost you. And then if you want to bring any of the food, any of the bougie food out and eat on that while you're watching the game, whether it's sushi or seafood or whatever the case may be, other seafood, you can do that. They'll give you paper plates. That wasn't my jam. Look, as I said last week, I think the thing I was conflicted about most, A, you want to feel like you got your money's worth and eat a lot, but at the same time, you have an amazing seat. And then also with me having some of my family there, I haven't gone to the stadium once and gotten nice weather yet. Hopefully that will change Memorial Day weekend because I plan on going to see the Yankees and Astros play. But you're kind of also doing the bounce back and forth because my mom, my aunt, they were staying inside because they wanted to stay warm. And again, we're four rows. We have the Sports Illustrated seats because those are the ones donated. Again, you could find out how I got them from the last episode. But we're four rows behind the Yankees dugout. A quick funny story. So you're that close, you can yell at the players, they'll hear you. Miguel Andujar got a base hit, drove in a run. And for some reason, his nickname on the team is Papa. And I think the reason why he's called that is because even though he's a younger player, he's, you know, considered a part of this whole baby bomber generation, he kind of acts like a much older player. He's an old soul, if you will. Okay. So as a part of, I guess, being an old soul, he doesn't like to have a lot of fun when he gets on base. You know, now every Yankee, they point, they do the Didi does the shark thing. Last year, obviously, it was the thumbs down. He won't point. And so he got a hit, drove in a run, and Luis Severino was trying to get his attention, and he just kept ignoring him. So I shout to Luis. I'm like, yo, Sevy, what's going on with Papa? And he just waves him off, looks at me, waves off Andujar, and walks back into the dugout. So Sevy was not happy that his teammate would not acknowledge the dugout after the big RBI. Yankees did win that game, obviously. They took 2 or 3 from the other. I mean, they've been winning series after series. It's been a lot of fun to watch this team, no matter where you're sitting or standing in the stadium. Overall, again, if I had a recap, by the way, the service in Legends is top-notch. And that's especially great when you got family there. It had rained earlier in the day. Somebody comes and wipes off your seats. I mean, it's bougie. It's high end. Did not spot any celebrities. But the one thing I'll leave you with and mention is part of the reason why I may not have is because in addition to, I mentioned the entrance within an entrance. So it's like another level of VIP Legends. There's another level of VIP behind that. You walk downstairs and closed off, there's this area called the Harmon Lounge. That is an add-on you could purchase with season tickets, and they have all-inclusive alcoholic beverages in the Harmon Lounge. So I would imagine, for example, Lorne Michaels is a part of his season ticket plan, creator of SNL. He's probably got access to the Harmon Lounge, and I'm sure Jimmy Fallon loves that. And we're not a fan of Jimmy Fallon because, for amongst other reasons, he starred in the worst movie ever, Fever Pitch, but that's really another story for another time. Legends Suite tickets. Again, if you can get them at a rate that fits your budget, fire. You won't be disappointed if you can afford it. More of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast coming up. We got a question from a listener of the show. She's bringing her kid to the Yankee Stadium for the first time. She wants to know what to do, what they're going to see, what they're going to eat. We'll answer that for her on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast next. So so hungry now thinking of all that legend sweet food. Welcome back to the Pinstripe Plains podcast. I'm Ralphie Aversa. We just received, a message on Facebook. We took some of your questions on social media. We actually received a few tweets as well. So we're going to get to, we'll get to the question and we'll get to the tweet. First, the question came via Facebook from my friend Whitney. I was saying it was her kid earlier, by the way. It wasn't her kid. It's actually her nephew. Here's the message from our friend Whitney, who lives back in Western New York. Hi, Ralphie. I'm heading to Yankee Stadium on Memorial Day this weekend with my family. Maybe we'll run into each other. It will be my 8-year-old nephew's first MLB game. He is beyond excited. We plan to get there early for batting practice and hopefully see if he can get some autographs. Do you have any suggestions on special places to go while at the game stadium? Things he would be interested in, food to try, any other suggestions to really make it memorable? Hopefully a Yankee will. Thank you. Yeah, hopefully they win. Okay, cool. So Whitney, as I told you, I messaged you back. I said I'm going to answer it for you on the podcast. So that's cool. And that's the reason why you messaged me, which I greatly appreciate. So I'd say a couple things first. If it's his first MLB game, you got to bring him to Monument Park and take some photos there. Monument Park opens when the gates open. And gates open, I believe, different depending on the start time for the game. I don't know when exactly you're going this weekend for Memorial Day. I think it's typically 2 hours. I know this year they were going to start opening up them up earlier, especially when the Yankees take batting practice because of the spectacle that has become. So obviously you want to get there right when gates open. Maybe head over to Monument Park. Also within Yankee Stadium, something cool that you can see is the Bank of America Museum that they have. Now, if you walk into the Great Hall and you're walking towards the Hard Rock Cafe, you go up the ramp that's on the left, and it's up on these, I believe, basically second level of the stadium, right by where NYY Steak is. The museum has the old World Series trophies, old uniforms, tons of signed baseballs, and your nephew can even take a photo in a actual Yankee, a replica of a Yankee locker. And they have a digital board on top of it. You can type in his name. You can take a really cool photo there. You can see a lot of cool things in there as well. Now, here's a little a pro tip for you. And I don't know how many people you're going with, but if I were you and you wanted to do the Bank of America Museum and you wanted to also maybe skip the security lines at Yankee Stadium, I would tell you it is worth your investment to spend $30 and buy the cheapest Yankees Universe membership you can online over at Yankees.com. You won't get the card right in time for Memorial Day, but you'll be able to use your email confirmation as a temporary card at Gate 2 where you have Fast Track entrance. This is going to give you a couple different things, by the way. The Yankees Universe membership is a great tool to have if you go to a lot of games every year because A, you get the Fast Track entrance in Gate 2 and you get a +4 on that. So if you're going with a group, you all get to skip the line. So that is solid A. B, you also get to skip the line at the museum, which especially if the weather's bad, that line can get a little crazy. So that's another good reason why. And then third, you get 2 free grandstand tickets to pretty much any non-premium game. So the Yankee Universe membership, and there's all different tiers depending on what your budget is and what exactly you're looking for as far as swag and free tickets. But even if you go with just the cheapest one, that even for one time, I think for one visit at the stadium, it's worth your while. For $30 to be able to skip lines and just go right in, I would say that's your best bet. I'm trying to think of what else you're going to want to see actually at Yankee Stadium. I mean, as far as food, you know, this is the one thing. I wasn't a fan when Yankee Stadium installed the Hard Rock into the stadium because I think it's touristy and kitschy and doesn't speak to what the old stadium stood for. But that said, if you're going with a family, that might be your best bet because, you know, Hard Rocks are very consistent. They travel well. You know what the prices are. You know what the food are. There's some cool merch in there also. Standard ballpark fare available throughout the stadium. I would definitely give a shout out to my buddy Brad's Taco Cups behind Section 127 because your nephew might like those. There's also a Steak and Chicken restaurant that they just opened out in right field. So that might be something you want to check out as well because there may be some basic items there that he would be into, but I don't know what his dietary restrictions are. There's a couple different team shops if you're looking for swag. If he's looking for a hat, the New Era store, which is on the main level right behind home plate, that might be a cool place to check out, even just to go in there and check out all of the different hats that they do have in there. You know, he might be interested in them, maybe not, but they have all different sizes, obviously, for all different ages. So that might be your best bet. And the lines in the New Era store aren't as crazy as the line sometime in the other main team stores get. And I'm trying to think as far as other things. I mean, obviously there's the food court where the taco cups are sold. That's a pretty cool area. And if you do feel like walking around, I would say at some point go out to center field and just stand in center field because the views there are pretty awesome. Again, you know, with your nephew only being 8 years old, you want to have him kind of near the front, you know, otherwise he's going to be looking over people, or you might have to lift him up and seat him on the rail, although the ushers won't like that too much. But yeah, the great thing about the stadium, I would say, especially if you don't have a great seat, walk around. Open concourses, lots of general standing areas. Again, not ideal if you're 8 years old, but if you want to just kind of like walk around and check out the stadium while still enjoying the game, that's one of the great things about the new stadium. You can do that. I hope you have a great time, Whitney, with the fam, with your 8-year-old nephew. Oh, one last thing. First MLB game. He's got to get his first Yankee game certificate. You get that in guest services, which is in the Great Hall, right by where the entrance to Hard Rock and NY Steak and the team store is. So definitely go there before the end of the game and get him a first Yankee game certificate. They are free. They print them out for you right there. That'll be something. And a little keepsake that maybe he could show his kids. So have a good time at the game. That's pretty fantastic. We got one more question. Hopefully we covered everything there too. From our buddy Rob Valenti tweeted at Pinstripe Lanes. Let me pull this up real quick here. If my phone will work, if my BlackBerry will work, and see what Mr. Valenti tweeted to us today. He said, if I was going to the stadium for the first time, what are my do's and don'ts? What do I, a little typo there. Maybe Mr. Valenti's a little fumbled as he tweets this. What do I time for pre and post game? What do you do? What times you get there? Well, first of all, Rob, I will say, and you know me, you don't want to ask me what time to get there pregame because you know I'm always running late. That said, if I were advising any Yankee fan, look, the lineups are cool. I mean, unless it's opening day or the first home game of a playoff series, the starting lineups, or it's like another big thing, like, you know, a Gleyber Torres is making his MLB premiere debut. You don't need to be there, I think, for the lineups. You do want to be there by first pitch, especially because you want to be able to hear roll call. That's, you know, I always like getting there for at least first pitch so I can hear roll call. As far as other do's and don'ts, I'll tell you one don't. Don't do the wave. Real fans, don't do the wave. A do if you want to partake in alcoholic beverages, particularly cocktails. One of the great things that they've done recently with the stadium is expanded the number of bar areas where they actually do serve liquor in addition to beers. But one of my favorites is actually not within view of the playing field. It's the Tommy Bahama Bar. And the reason why is because there is a bartender there named Tom, who is this old school New York City guy. He bartends at Yankee Stadium, the old one and the new one. He bartended at the old one, and he bartends still at Madison Square Garden. He is an old school NYC bartender. Love Tom to death. Go there. He probably doesn't remember my name, even though he's seen me a million times, but go there, say hi to Tom. He'll act like he's been serving you for 50 years. He's the best. Also, there's a lot of bar areas now in center field, including a new one behind the left field bleachers. They opened up a Blue Point bar there, paired with the Blue Point Pinstripe Ale or Lager, or whatever that they sell now at the stadium, which is pretty good. I did get to try that when I went for the food tastings a few weeks ago. All right, other things to wrap things up that I like to do at the stadium when I'm there. I like standing in center field, Batter's Eye Cafe, or the Toyota Terrace. I like staying at the Toyota Terrace because I like the food offerings there better. They do the Asian tacos there, the baos that are delicious. The buffalo cauliflower one is fantastic. Post game, if you get to stands early before it's crowded, you get a spot at the bar, okay, great. Otherwise, big fan of the dugout, and my favorite, my go-to place, 158th and River, the 3 for 10s, the 6 for 20s, any beer now, not just domestic, at Stadium Pizza, which is like it's a Dominican bar, basically, that fronts as a baseball bar, that's got cheap beers, that's within walking distance from the stadium, that's cash only. What more do you need? All right, they got decent pizza too, and it's like $2 or $3 a slice. It's not bad. Stadium Pizza. That's the spot to go to. Some do's and don'ts. And a first-timer going to the state. Whitney's 8-year-old nephew. Hope he has a great time. Hope the Yankees put up a W for him. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little surprised. I was a little worried going into this weekend. Obviously, the full-time job taking me here out to Vegas for the Billboard Music Awards totally consuming me. I was a little worried if we were going to even be able to get anything out this week. And lo and behold, we got a nice little episode out. Certainly an episode that's in the spirit of what this podcast is all about, why I started it in the first place, as we try to help fans experience the Yankees, maybe give them a little information, take all of this useless knowledge that I've curated over the years and actually make it somewhat useful for other people. That's what we're doing here, basically, with the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. By the way, on that note, I did see Fanatics 2 release the Father's Day on-field apparel. I did not see the uniforms. I did see the hats. I'm going to say two things here. A, blue is my favorite color. B, I'm going to sound a little hypocritical. The Father's Day hat collection does not look ridiculous. That said, I would still, like I said, for Mother's Day, what they do, the pink ribbon, I'd still rather them do the navy blue Yankees hat, typical on field, put the light blue ribbon on the side for prostate cancer, I believe is what they're raising awareness and funds for. And away you go with that. I still think that would look better. But the design is not bad. I still want the Yankees in the regular uniforms. This weekend's the players' weekend too, isn't it? Or is that coming up in August? I hope it never comes up. Oh, the nicknames and those softball uniforms. Give me a break with those. Anyways, that is a wrap on episode number 4 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, for downloading, for subscribing, for rating, for reviewing, for following on all social media at Pinstripe Lanes. And of course, we're at pinstripelanespodcast.com. We'll see you here next week. Bye-bye.